The title of this audio recording is Success Through Persistence in Hopeless Situations. Let me say that again. Success through persistence in hopeless situations. Emphasis on two words there. Success and persistence. We could all probably come up with 1,000 of those old sayings about the importance of perseverance, right? Dude, you gotta be persistent. You gotta have that stick-to-itiveness. And all of those great stories about how the world's greatest leaders stayed the course and achieved great things, right? We've all heard it 1,000,000 times, right? And they're all true. There is no argument there about the merits of persistence. You already know it's good. The power of persistence. Got it. It's kind of common sense. Core knowledge at this point, right? We've heard it enough times. It's a basic, universally accepted idea, even that persistence is necessary in order to succeed. But it's easy to say all that and believe in it when things are going well. What about when things aren't going so well? Because trust me, there are times when it is easier to talk about persistence, but much harder to do it. You know what I'm talking about. You have something you've been working on, something you're really trying to achieve, and it's taken a long time to get to that goal, and a long time is starting to feel too long. You've been at this forever, trying to close the sale, trying to save that money, trying to grow that business, trying to raise money for your nonprofit, whatever it is, and you have little to show for it. People keep telling you about the light at the end of the tunnel, but you ain't seeing it. You start to feel like you're working for nothing. And what happens when you start feeling hopeless like that? You start to give up. But the thing is, giving up is the opposite of persisting. Even though you know in your mind that persisting is the right thing to do, it's not how you're feeling. And so it seems hard to do. How exactly do you keep going when you find yourself in those hopeless situations? In this session, I'm going to talk about exactly that. Persistence is what will define you as a leader in your industry. On the surface, it sounds easy, right? In the Google Dictionary, persistence is defined as a firm or obstinate continuance in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. My definition is much simpler. Just keep going until you get it done. On the surface, it sounds easy, right? Well, if it is so easy, then why isn't everyone persistent in the pursuit of their goals and dreams? Better yet, why aren't you persistent in the pursuit of your goals and dreams? In this short time together, I'm going to share what I have learned from my research, my experience, and the stories I've heard from the hundreds of leaders and successful entrepreneurs I have had the opportunity to coach, train, mentor, and be mentored by. I'm going to do my best to share with you the nuts and bolts of what it takes to persist even in the most difficult times. I want you to close your eyes and imagine you are a carpenter. Your instructions are to build a house. You show up on the job site and there's a big pile of materials, all kinds of wood and nails and pipes and screws, paint, tiles, all the stuff you need to build a house. You stand there looking at all this stuff and you say, okay, I am going to build this thing. And you reach into your tool belt and you've got only one tool, just one. Let's say a hammer. All right, a hammer. That's great. You'll be able to take some boards and some nails and erect a structure, maybe nail on a roof. You'll be able to get started building your house. We can all agree that a hammer is a powerful tool, even has that claw on the other side so that you can tear out some nails and do some things over if you need to. But a hammer is just one tool. You're going to need some other tools if you're going to add bricks, lay tile, install pipes and electricity, and finish building the house, right? My goal is to give you at least a dozen tools so that you are fully equipped with a big built-out tool belt. Not only will you have a hammer, you'll have everything else you need to put that persistent mindset into action. No matter what the situation, hopeless, challenging, daunting, however you want to describe the situation, you'll be able to tackle it and get the job done. I consider this topic to be one of the most important when it comes to the realization of any goal. Without it, failure is certainly guaranteed. My goal is that by the end of this recording, you will be armed with the tools and inspiration to press through any situation, challenge, or circumstance with power, confidence, and certainty.